All right, time is here. No more dilly-dallying. Actual bracket is out, and Matt Jones is with me, your host, Matt Norlander, CBSSports.com College Basketball Podcast. Now, we did a couple of these before with Jerry Palm's mock bracket, but now that we've got the real thing, we can actually break this down for real and discuss our picks and go over everything. So, Matt, how you doing, first of all?
I'm doing well. I thought it was the worst seeding in the history of the tournament that I can remember. I think I can't remember them doing. I never have a problem with who gets in and who doesn't, because my theory is if you are at that level, you got nothing to complain about. Although Colorado might, because I didn't even think they were a bubble team. But what really complains, the complaints I think are valid, are seeding, and there is some terrible, terrible seeding in this tournament.
Yeah, I think it is among the worst. I you could be right. It could be the worst. There have been some years where it's been pretty good. I do remember some pretty bad years as well, but I haven't gotten a chance to look over the bracket. But this one does – we're going to obviously get into this when we talk about some matchups and who's placed where, but certainly some curious things. Before we get into the actual picks, though, and if you want to mention some teams that you're going to be picking in general, that's fine, but any lingering thoughts from championship week heading into the bracket? I guess a specific question is, do you take a lot of stock into what teams do during that final 3 or 4 day stretch, or no?
I don't take a lot of stock in it. I mean, I think if a team looks particularly good or particularly bad, I think you at least note it. I think what we did learn, though, is that I'm not sure whether the tournament cares about the conference tournaments or not, with the selection committee. I'll give you an example. Connecticut goes into the Big East tournament as a 9 seed. Wins the conference tournament and becomes a 3 seed in the tournament. All right, well, that seems to suggest that the committee likes conference tournaments and thinks they matter. Then you go to the SEC, and Kentucky wins the conference tournament convincingly, beats every team convincingly. Florida looks awful in the championship game, losing by 16, and Florida is a 2 and Kentucky a 4. Doesn't really make sense. Gene Smith said in his first interview, yeah, we already had the brackets basically done Sunday morning. And then later he said, well, no, we waited till all those games before we finished the brackets. I can't imagine that's the case. I don't know how Florida's a 2 seed when they lose by 16 in their conference championship.
Yeah, and we've seen actually Big East specifically has gotten a lot of recognition in terms of teams playing well and getting rewarded. Syracuse, that Jerry McNamara run, they were a bubble team going in, wins the Big East tournament in what was then considered the standard bearer, 4 games in 4 days. That was 06. They get bumped out the first round. I think it was A&M because the year before they lost to Vermont. And then last year, Notre Dame, although they didn't win it, Notre Dame played really well down the stretch. And in the Big East tournament, they got a 5. And they got booted by, or was it a 6? And they got booted by Old Dominion. So we've seen plenty of instances where the Big East is getting all sorts of love, but the SEC certainly has not. And we've seen plenty of cases where the ACC has come down to Carolina or Duke not winning it or winning it and virtually no movement there. So I think there are some strong inconsistencies.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not necessarily saying Kentucky deserves to be higher than a 4. I think you could have put them a 3. They shouldn't be a 2. But I just don't see how Florida's a 2. I mean, I don't see how a Florida team that lost to Central Florida, Jacksonville, and then, you know, had a good conference run, but not a great one in a league that was down, and then just got manhandled. I mean, I don't know how you could watch that game on Sunday. I mean, that game was a rout. They were never in it. I just don't know how you then say, well, that team's a 2 seed. That just doesn't make sense.
I feel you. All right, well, we got a lot to get to, so we'll dive right in here and talk about the matchups worth talking about and kind of advance through, and we can kind of pick our own on which each game and as we go on and kind of toss it in. The first four, we don't really need to get too crazy into this. It's a couple of 16s playing each other. We're not going to try and fake ourselves through that. And then as far as UAB, Clemson, VCU, USC, I really don't think much of either of those four teams. I mean, we can get to that when we get to the specific matchups, but we're not going to spend some time at the beginning getting into that. So we'll start with the East. Ohio State, they'll play in Cleveland, and they'll play on Friday. They'll play the winner of the 16. Obviously, we're both going to have Ohio State winning that. But then we get to Mason Villanova, and that's an awesome game. it's tucked away actually in a 210 television window, and I always get a little – I don't mind because I'm going to be – you know, I'll be hopefully able to watch everything. But when they get these good games in the 210 window, I always feel like they get lost a little bit. Do you like Mason? Are you thinking Villanova gets off the schneid here? Because I do like Mason.
Yeah, everybody seems to pick Mason, which is why I'm going to pick Villanova. I think you know, they have played so badly over the last few weeks that you would be ridiculous to pick them. But then that's exactly why I'm going to pick them. I mean, they do have two to three potential pros on their team. I like Jordan Mason fine, but there's a height advantage there with Villanova that I think they can exploit. And I think they're just going to be ready to not play teams that know their scouting report inside out. I mean, Villanova, every bad game they played was against the Big East. So I'm going to take Villanova more for a contrarian reason than anything else, because obviously if you take the way the two teams finished, you would pick George Mason.
I understand that, and I think I have one or two contrarian picks in here as well. All right, we go to Tampa. You're going to be there, right? Because that's where Kentucky's
I'm
at.
I'm going to be in Tampa, yes.
All right, so we got West Virginia playing the winner, UAB Clemson, and we got Kentucky Princeton. Let's go West Virginia first. I think they're overvalued at a 5. I'd put them more as a 6, but, you know, that's fine. Now, here's what's interesting. I first of all, everyone's hating on UAB, so watch them go and beat Clemson, who never plays well in March, hasn't won a tournament game in 14 years, and then West Virginia's nice and all, but my worst fear is like UAB winning 2, and actually it could be a Kentucky fan's worst fear, because if Kentucky beats Princeton, they never want to see UAB in the bracket.
Well, they did beat UAB, I think, 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, you're right. They got redemption.
3 years ago or something like that. They did finally end that UAB slide that they lost, I think, 3 straight. First of all, again, terrible scheduling by the committee. You're going to make UAB play Clemson Tuesday night at 9:30 in Dayton. I'm going to be there, too.
Yep.
All right? They're going to be there at 9:30. Then they've got to go play Thursday at noon. Okay, so I understand you're going to make them play on Thursday. I think that's silly, but at least let them play at night. You're going to make them get done at midnight on Tuesday and then fly to Tampa and open the NCAA tournament up in Tampa? It just doesn't make any sense. West Virginia wins if for no other reason than that.
That's a great point. And then, but you know, I'm almost okay with it, because I'm like, you know what, UAB and Clemson, like, you're lucky even to be in this field. So you make them run the gauntlet, but you're right. I mean, that's just a brutal, cause I got to travel. It's not even like UConn when UConn was at the Garden. I mean, this is even worse, you know, to go play.
Yeah, why not let them play at 9 o'clock? I mean, why do you play at noon? I mean, that's the first game of the NCAA tournament. It just doesn't make any sense. If you're a college basketball fan, you're going to see Clemson play twice before you see any other team play.
Yes, I have West Virginia and Kentucky. You have the same. We go to Cleveland. Xavier Marquette in the 6-11. That's a Friday game at 7:30. Syracuse, Indiana State follows it. My quick thoughts on this. Syracuse, Indiana State, you know, every year there's just a couple of games outside of the 116s and maybe even the 215s that people just ignore. And Syracuse, Indiana State is – no one is picking – like, no one will pick Indiana State to win that game, and rightfully so.
And they should.
Yeah, I know. I think Syracuse will crush them. I root for some somewhat interesting 314s where possible, because I think they can happen, but they missed it there. And I love Xavier over Marquette just because I love Xavier. But Marquette's going to get a lot of run here as an upset pick.
Yeah, I'm not going with Marquette, because last year I guaranteed the one guarantee game of the first round was Marquette over Washington, and Washington then won by 20. So I'm done with Marquette forever. I'm taking Xavier. Xavier's also finished the season well. On the Indiana State thing, I saw them in person. I don't know how they won that conference tournament. They should have lost every game in the tournament. I like them. They've got a guy that looks like Moe's from The Office as their best player, but there's no way that they'll even be within 20.
All right, Washington, Georgia is happening in Charlotte, and that is a Friday game. That's actually a late Friday game. That's the second-to-last tip of the first round. I refuse to call it the second round. And then Carolina, Long Island. Real quick here, Jones. Long Island, remember I said Ohio State, Long Island is an interesting
matchup? Right, no, we're not talking about Long Island.
All I'm saying is both these teams can run. The game is going to be in the high 80s to low 90s. So for a 215, even if Carolina wins by 10 or 15 points, it will be mildly interesting. That's all I'm saying.
They're going to win by 30. You're the only person that cares about Long Island. Now, the other game, Washington and Georgia, is a good game. Trey Tompkins will be the best player on the floor, but Georgia has finished terribly. I understand that I seem to be the only one that believes this, but I don't know how you put in Georgia over Alabama. They have the same record, essentially the same resume, and Alabama beat Georgia twice in the last 10 days. I don't know how you put them in.
And Georgia's gets
not
a
10. Playing well. I don't know how you put Georgia in over Alabama. They have the same record, and neither team beat a team out of conference that was any good. And Alabama was 12-4 in the SEC. Now, I know they played in the West, but still, and they beat them twice in the last 10 days. Just doesn't make any sense. Washington wins.
That seeding really hasn't been killed enough. I mean, Georgia's in with room to spare. They are a 10? I don't even get that, man. Washington, I think this is going to be bracket karma. First of all, Washington tends to play well first round with Lorenzo Romar. Some people are liking Washington to beat Carolina, but we'll get to that when we wrap back around. But, I think if this was true seeding, if you really, if you could somehow gauge it perfectly, this is more like Washington is a 6 to me and Georgia is a 12. But it is what it is. All right, we'll go to the West. Duke Hampton, whatever. Obviously, Duke is the winner there. Michigan, Tennessee. Man, Michigan has an 8 seed. That's a little surprising to me. They don't seem like an 8 at all. I do like Tennessee to win, even though I don't like they're so unpredictable. But I will take them to beat Michigan.
I agree with you, but barely. I could easily see Tennessee losing that game by 20 the way they play. But in that next round, if Tennessee somehow wins that game, Tennessee is the kind of team Duke hates. They're athletic. They're long. They think they're better than you even when they're not. And if they play well, just keep this in mind. Duke is the team that's like that Mississippi State team that beat Duke a few years ago, 3 or 4 years ago in the tournament. Tennessee is that kind of team. I don't think they'll beat them, but it wouldn't shock me if they were right there with them.
Tulsa has Arizona-Memphis in a Friday game at 2:45, but that is preceded by Texas-Oakland, which is awesome just because Oakland is Keith Benson, who's a fantastic future pro. I do like both favorites to go on, but I think this is going to be a window in Tulsa where we're going to have two fantastic games. Do you like an upset in either of those?
I don't like an upset in either, but I agree with you. Both Memphis has got the talent to stick with Arizona, so that should be a good game. I think Arizona will win because they're better, but Memphis will stay with them. Oakland, I would have picked over any 4 seed except Texas and Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So I would have picked Oakland over Louisville. And I'm trying to think through the other 4s. Wisconsin, I would have definitely picked Oakland over. I don't like them against Texas because they do have big men to throw at Keith Benson. He needed a game where he could have a mismatch. So I'll take the favorites in both of them.
Yeah, the 13s in general this year are pretty impressive. Princeton's actually the least impressive one. I should have a post up on that on CBS tomorrow. And Texas is no 4 seed. Kentucky's no 4 seed. But I digress. D.C., on Thursday, get Cincinnati, Missouri in the 6-11, Connecticut, Bucknell, the 3-14, and Connecticut, Bucknell's a 7-20 game, and Cincy, Missouri, a 9-50. I really don't like Cincinnati. There was a quote Mick Cronin told me that I could not believe after they got run out of the joint in the Big East tournament, and he basically said, I would much prefer us to go in losing like this. They got absolutely slaughtered. Then win the Big East.
Don't listen to that stuff. Mick Cronin, no coach.
Why even say that?
Because he's an idiot. You don't get out there and say, I prefer us to go in like this. Stop. You got crushed, and just deal with it. I don't want to listen to any coach after a game say that anything that happened when they got killed was good. They're going to lose because their team is not very good. They played no one. They didn't beat anyone all season long. That's a 6 seed that is totally based on scheduling and not getting upset. I think Missouri wins, and I think they win by double digits.
You know what? I fear those games, though, because I Missouri should absolutely win this game, Matt. They have no business losing this game, and sometimes you just get these freaking results in the tournament, and you're like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, Zona used to do that all the time. Like, I remember when Zona was, like, an 8-9 game a couple of times. I'm like, there's no reason why Arizona should be losing this, and they would do it. So I fear that. Connecticut Bucknell should be a blowout. Bucknell can't match up whatsoever with UConn, so nothing much there. Bottom of the bracket in the West, Temple, Penn State in a 7-10, which I know you hate.
Couldn't make me watch Temple, Penn State if they were playing it outside of my house. How in the world is that an NCAA tournament game? If Temple, Penn State was on any channel on a television set, it couldn't garner the ratings of static. And yet somehow it's an NCAA. If that game is not a true TV game, then I don't know what is. Tell me it's on true TV.
I think it has
to be one on true TV.
I don't have the schedule up in front of me, but I think it is, and it's also tucked in
that
210. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, whoever's calling that game, you know that CBS believed they were the worst announcer. That's got to be Brian Eagle and Jim Spanarkle. Am I right?
I don't know, but it's in Tucson. I think Spanarkle might be in, and Eagle might be in Tucson.
Oh, no, wait. Spanarkle's with me in Tampa. That's right. Never mind. Okay.
Might be a Spiro Dede's game then. It could be a...
Oh, it's definitely Spiro Dede's. No, you're not going to send anyone that you're paying big bucks to call that game.
Well, who do you have?
I don't care. Temple, fine, whoever.
Yeah, I got Temple.
I want that game to end.
Penn State as a 10 is a complete overreaction to the Big Ten tournament. I have no problem with them in the field, but they should have been a 12, arguably playing in Dayton. San Diego State, Northern Colorado, that's going to be an absolute blowout. Shift over, and we'll go reverse clockwise, so into the southeast, and we'll go up the bottom of the bracket actually first. Florida as a 2 seed, obviously overvalued. I'm so happy. See, sometimes when I see the bracket come out and I see a seed and a team, and I'm like, they seem so over or underseeded to me, and I kind of wondered if people wouldn't hop on to railing against Florida, but everyone did, thankfully. They are certainly not a 2. They get Santa Barbara. I don't think Santa Barbara can win, but I think actually that could be a little dangerous in the early going. You'll be there. That's a Tampa game, and also UCLA, Michigan State, which is a complete toss-up to me.
UCLA, Michigan State's a great game. Let me tell you, that bracket, the Southeast, which is my, also happens to be my region for our purposes. That to me has Michigan State on a run to the Elite Eight written all over it. Does it not? Beat UCLA, then a bad 2 seed is there, then your 3 seed is Jimmer. Come on, that Izzo's going to the Elite Eight. I'm just kidding. He's going to be back, even though that team isn't any good.
Wouldn't that be something? I do have Michigan State winning this game. I can't. And you know what? I hate myself for going against it, but I do have Florida in the Sweet 16 because I don't buy Florida, and I have them losing.
Last time Florida was a 2 seed was 2003. They were in Tampa. They played a 7 seed, not a 10, a 7 seed Michigan State in the second round, and Michigan State beat them. Going to happen again.
How about that? All right, Denver, that's where I will be, and I get BYU Wofford. I've seen a little bit of Wofford talk. I don't see that at all happening. And then St. John's Gonzaga. See, I got 3 other really nice ones that set up here. I do like Gonzaga. I have issues with them overall because they've been a lousy March team for the better part of the past 8 years, and finally people were coming around to that last year. But St. John's, no tournament experience despite all these seniors, and DJ Kennedy's gone for the year. But do you like the higher seed to hold form there, or do you like Gonzaga?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Zags because of Kennedy being hurt, and because Gonzaga always does its best work when they're a lower seed. That's a terrible little pot in terms of sort of unfairness. I mean, a 3 seed at BYU, they should not be a 3. Texas or Kentucky should have that 3. And then a 6 seed at St. John's, I guess you have to put them there, but they're not deserving of that seed because without Kennedy, they're more like a 10.
Yeah. I wouldn't go 10, but I think they're overvalued at a 6. Tucson gets Kansas State, Utah State. Kansas State, to me, is overvalued. I mean, I know you got to see these teams somewhere, but I just don't see how Kansas State's a 5. I could understand a 6. Maybe I'm just splitting hairs. And then Wisconsin-Belmont. See, here's my contrarian pick, is actually picking Wisconsin because everyone's going to be on Belmont. And I know you're not high on Wisconsin, but, dude, they are the best free-throw shooting team in more than a decade in college basketball. And the way that they play, I just think that's going to be so valuable in the tournament. Belmont can absolutely beat them. Belmont beat up on their own conference as if they were a major conference team, but I won't go with the grain there. I will pick Wisconsin, and I'll take Kansas State, although, you know, that's a couple of 30-win mid-major teams right there.
All right, you're going to have to, one of these games, let me go before you, because you can't take all my points every time we go to these games.
All right,
you're
fine.
Supposed to alternate back and forth.
All right, you got it. The rest of the first round games, it's all you first.
As far as Wisconsin, Belmont, I think Wisconsin's a bad matchup for Belmont. If they had played a lot of the other teams that could be easily rattled, I would have taken Belmont. I'm with you. I go with Wisconsin. Kansas State will either go to the Final Four, or they will lose that first game against Utah State. I think they are that inconsistent. They are a perfect team. I picked them in our CBS picks to go to the Final Four. They are a perfect team to do that. It also would not shock me if they lost that first game. I'm not kidding when I say I will watch that game, and if Kansas State wins, they're going to the Final Four. But they could lose by 15, and it wouldn't surprise me.
Stones from Jones. Wow. Okay. All right. The rest of the first round ones, you're getting first dibs. I'll just set you up with the games. Top of the bracket in the Southeast is one Pitt versus 16 winner of Asheville and Arkansas Little Rock. Who cares? give me your thoughts on Butler Old Dominion in the 8-9, which is a Thursday 12:40 tip.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great game for all of you sort of mid-major guys, all of you that sort of tweet each other, you and Ballin is a Habit and Borzillo and all you mid-majority, all of you guys who sort of do your little nerdy mid-major tweets all the time. It's a great game for you guys. It's for the rest of us. It'll be mildly entertaining, all right? The Butler is playing very well. Old Dominion's everybody's favorite, you know, guess what could happen team. I'm going to take Butler because I think they have the two best players on the floor. But the what's the name of the big guy for Old Dominion that I like him?
Frank Cassell.
He's a good player. What's his,
Frank
Cassell.
Yeah,
Cassell. He and Howard will be a good matchup. But I think Shelvin Mack's the difference. I take Butler.
All right, we go to the Southwest. Chicago gets what I think is the worst game in the tournament in the first round. You hate Temple Penn State. I hate A&M Florida State. That's a Friday afternoon tip at 4:10. Notre Dame and Akron. Just give me your picks because there's not much to say here.
My buddy used to do play-by-play for Akron back in the day, and he said they were the most boring basketball team in America. So I'm going to go ahead and go with that and say Notre Dame wins. Texas A&M and Florida State. I'm going to go Texas A&M. In part because I think they're a lot better than a lot of people give them credit for. They only play poorly against bad teams, but against good teams, they always throw out a good performance, and Chris Singleton's not healthy yet.
It's true. I do have Florida State, but it's an absolute toss-up. I think they win by like 51-48, and, of course, Notre Dame. All right, upwards we go, and this is also a Chicago pod. Georgetown gets the winner of Southern Cal, Virginia Commonwealth in the 6-11, and then Purdue goes against St. Peter's, which I promise you is not a 14 seed. They are a 16 seed. Thoughts?
But they beat Alabama. I will say that. St. Yeah. Peter's did beat Alabama. I know you went to that game, though, so I'll take your word for it. As far as the Georgetown, whoever wins that game will bore me to tears regardless. I don't think Georgetown's very good, but then again, I don't think the teams they're going to play are very good. I'll take Georgetown and Purdue.
Yeah, I got both. No need to waste any more time on that. All right, my other two that I'm getting in Denver in the Southwest region, Vanderbilt-Richmond in a 5-12 and Louisville-Morehead State in a 4-13, and I know you got thoughts there.
Yeah, I mean, I first of all, those are both great games. You're out there, right?
Yes, I am. Very excited for both.
I think both those games are going to be great games. Vanderbilt, I think, is the most underrated team in the tournament in terms of what people think. Because they lost to Murray State last year, and they easily could lose to Richmond this year. I mean, they are very beatable, but they also could go on a run, and I like that bracket. They're the kind of team that could give somebody trouble. I'm picking Morehead State over Louisville, and when people think that's a ridiculous pick, I'll just say this. The best player on the floor plays for Morehead State, Kenneth Faried. The second best player on the floor may be the point guard for Morehead State, Harper. Now, Louisville, having said that, is good. All right, they've got 8 or 9 players. They play well together. But this is also a team that has thrown up absolute duds during the season, and everybody forgets them. Morehead, the final thing, Morehead plays, those players spend their summers in Louisville. Kenneth Faried has been practicing with the U of L basketball team every summer, and he dominates them. They're not going to be scared of Louisville, and vice versa. I'm taking Morehead.
I think that's a great point, and I like the high probability for two upsets here. The thing that makes me pump fake, I guess, in taking Richmond is that Vanderbilt has just struggled so much in the tournament. It's almost like, well, maybe they're just freaking due. Like, there's no way they're going to lose in the first round again, right? Well, I'm going to still take Richmond because I love their backcourt play. This is one that I'm almost taking, and I'm just, you know, the heart is telling me not to, and I'm going with my head. I did also take Morehead State. I think Faried is awesome. I think he's going to have a fantastic game, and he's going to have a second chance on the national stage. So I've got both 12 and 13 moving on there. The final.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
How is Dennis Dodd picking Louisville to the championship game? I mean, am I missing something? I only live in the city and watch them play every one of their games. How can anybody watch them play and put them in the championship game? I appreciate that they've won a lot of close games. I appreciate that they hit some big shots. But seriously, the championship game?
I did not realize. I know he has Duke winning it. He has Duke over Louisville in that title game?
He's got an 1986 tournament final, Duke over Louisville. I mean, I listen, they'd have to beat Kansas, that they got no chance. I mean, I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, no. I agree there. All right, the final two matchups, and this is Tulsa. This is Friday night. Kansas and Boston, the battle of the bands, so to speak. In fact, no one's written that yet. I think I might use that. And then
never mind. You jumped both Borzello. Ballin is a habit, and Midman.
Hey, that's good. Battle of the Bands, Kansas, Boston. Give me some dap.
No, that's awful.
And then eight nine is Vegas, Illinois. Vegas, Illinois is the most classic, quintessential 8-9 toss up to me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's gonna be a great game. I want Illinois just to set up the Battle of Bill Self in round two.
I agree. I have Vegas winning, but I do enjoy those. I'm one of, you know, just geeky little media thing. I do enjoy when coaches are forced to go against each other. And actually, Vegas, Illinois has Kruger going against his former school, so could be plenty of issues for Illinois fans. Let's wrap back around here. Ohio State. I've got Ohio State Mason. You've got Ohio State Villanova, but we both have Ohio State moving on.
Yeah, there's no reason. They're winning easy.
Okay, now I've also got Kentucky over West Virginia, and for anyone that might have missed the storyline, you know, Kentucky gets an Ivy in the first round, they had Cornell last year, then they get West Virginia in the second round, and they had West Virginia lost to in the Elite Eight, so a little bit of a redux here for Wildcats fans.
Yeah, let me use this as my opportunity to complain about this bracket. Kentucky got sort of worked over being a four seed and being in this bracket. But, you know, listen, you lose eight games, you get what you deserve. But how does Ohio State have to have as their one? They've got the best two seed in the tournament, in my opinion, in Notre Dame. I think they've got the best three seed in the tournament in Syracuse. And then they've got the best four seed in the tournament in Kentucky. How is that possible? How can you have Ohio State, North Carolina, Syracuse, Kentucky, when another bracket is Pittsburgh, Florida, BYU, Wisconsin? How is that possible?
They clearly are not using an S-curve in that room. I don't know.
Anyway, I'll take Kentucky. I think this West Virginia team is not nearly as good as last one, and Kentucky's playing their best basketball of the year.
Absolutely. I have the same. All right. Then I have Xavier beating Syracuse. Xavier has been they've been so reliable. They just know how to do it in March. They're almost like Michigan State light to a degree. So I've got them over Syracuse. What about you?
I'm going to take Syracuse. With Boeheim, it's feast or famine. The team either makes a run or they lose to someone they shouldn't. I'm going to make it feast this year. I've got them to the final eight.
Okay. And then what about North Carolina? Then you have – actually, I don't remember. Did you have Washington or Georgia?
I have Washington. I'm surprised that people seem to kind of be rallying around picking Washington in that game. I think Carolina is clearly the better team. Washington, very inconsistent. I know they won the Pac-10 again, but, you know, I'm going to take Carolina. I think Carolina's very good. I think if you put them in any bracket except the one with Ohio State, they and Kentucky both, if you had put any of those teams in the other bracket, I'd probably pick them the Final Four, just not this bracket.
I've got North Carolina as well, but just something to monitor is that maybe the end of the first half, because Long Island will run, man. They're going to run like hell, and then they got to play Washington, who runs just as much. So I think Carolina will win, but there might be just a little bit of uncertainty late first half into the early second half.
You can't think that the Long Island game is going to have any impact. You and Long Island.
Don't hate on the Blackbirds. Am I biased because I saw them in person twice? Of course. Let's move on.
You're biased because you're the only person in America who's watched them play. Beyond someone who lives on Long Island or has a relative that plays for Long Island.
Duke, Tennessee is what we both have here. I have Duke winning. I personally have Duke winning easily only because I don't trust Tennessee. They're just too helter-skelter.
Yeah, well, they are, but that's why they can beat Duke.
Yeah.
Again, what is the makeup of a team that beats Duke? It's an athletic team that is physically intimidating and runs up and down the court. It's why Virginia Tech beats them every single year. It's why Florida State beats them every single year. And it's why they've lost in the tournament to teams like Mississippi State. Now, I still think Duke wins, but don't be shocked if Tennessee wins that game.
Texas, Arizona, that's back in Tulsa, and that's a Sunday game. Who are you liking?
I like Texas. Too much talent, but it is... You do have the Rick Barnes factor, which says pick Arizona. So it's a tough call. I'm going to go Texas, but barely. Rick Barnes is becoming such a hindrance to that team that I want to go against him, but I'll take him one more round.
I've got Texas big there. D.C., we both have Connecticut, Missouri. interesting. That's an Elite Eight matchup from a few years back when Connecticut made the Final Four, and this will be a game where, you know, who knows how much effect the Big East tournament had on UConn. Who do you have winning this one?
I got Connecticut. Connecticut, because of their run, is overvalued, and it's a team I would like to pick against, but they just don't have anybody that's in this region for me to pick against them. I don't like Missouri against them. I'll take Kimba Walker. I love Jimmer, but Kimba is right there with me in terms of entertainment value.
Yeah, definitely. I've got Connecticut winning in a closer one. The thing about Walker is he's missed a lot of shots, and there's been actually three or four instances where he's had turnovers or just miserable shots down the stretch and cost his team a chance to win. Wonder if that happens in the first weekend for UConn. Bottom of the bracket in the West has San Diego State. We both have him playing against Temple. I also think this is San Diego State big. I know the game absolutely bores you to death. I have Aztecs winning big.
Seriously, again, if those games are in Tucson, right?
Yes.
If CBS had sent me there, I honestly would have to defect and join another company because I can't imagine having to watch Temple and Penn State followed by San Diego State, Northern Colorado, and then watch those two teams play each other. How atrocious a matchup is that? San Diego State wins, but again, the ratings for that game will be so minuscule that they will make all of those networks give back the television contract to somebody else.
Are you taking Michigan State over Florida in the Southeast second round?
Yes. I think Izzo, you don't bet against Izzo. Billy Donovan, it's the same thing. They either make the national championship game or they flame out in the first or second round. This feels like a first or second round flame out team to me.
I won't let myself take Michigan State, and I just am ready for the fall. I'll take Florida. I have BYU over St. John's in a big way. Over Gonzaga. Sorry, I have St. John's going down to Gonzaga. I have BYU over Gonzaga. I'll be there to watch that in person. I refuse to let myself pick Gonzaga into a Sweet 16 until they prove me wrong, sort of like I refuse to pick Pitt to a Final Four until they prove me wrong.
There's going to be a lot of white people at that game.
Okay. All the commentary we need. No, who are you taking, though? Because you have St. John's BYU. Okay, so you got BYU and
St. John's. I have Gonzaga. I'll take BYU.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. All right, Wisconsin, Kansas State. We both had that. That's actually intriguing.
Yeah, Jacob Pullen wins that game. Kansas State will score a lot of points, and Wisconsin proved in the Big Ten tournament they cannot. This is, again, if they beat Utah State, this is the whoever wins the Utah State Kansas State game wins this game, and this is Kansas State's second step to the Final Four, assuming they beat Utah State.
This is where we take different sides, and I definitely have Wisconsin. I love Jordan Taylor. John Lohr is tremendously efficient. I think this could.
Anytime a team scores 33 points in a game, you've got to go with them.
Absolutely, that's a fantastic point. But I'm telling you, we're going to have Kansas State Xavier second round last year was an epic one. I feel another one coming. Unfortunately, Gus Johnson won't be at that site. All right.
Well, if Wisconsin involved and it's epic, it's going to be 48-46.
That's right, my friend. You know it. All right, so Pitt-Butler is what we both have. Is Butler going down here?
Yeah, Pitt wins. I do think, again, even though my Kansas State pick notwithstanding, this is Pitt's. If there was ever a bracket for Jamie Dixon to do it, it's this year, and he will take Butler. This is the year. If he's going to do it, this is the year, and they win rather easily.
Yeah, I know, and actually I'm worried about the fact that he has to do it this year, and we'll get to that in a sec. All right, you've got Notre Dame A&M. I've got Notre Dame FSU. I've got Notre Dame torching through this. Almost like there's always a two seed that kind of just gets to the second weekend. We never pay attention to them because they have two boring games. I think that's Notre Dame this year. I think they're just going to roll through their first two games.
Yeah, I got Texas A&M beating Notre Dame.
How about that?
Long enough, athletic enough to contest their shots, and you take away – you can't take away threes from Notre Dame, but if you limit the threes, then they're beatable by anybody. The better the team, the better Texas A&M plays against. I'm taking Texas A&M.
That could be a brilliant pick, man. I mean, no one – I haven't seen that at all. So if that actually comes to be, you're going to be looking good.
That's exactly right. That's what I try to do.
All right, Purdue-Georgetown. I've got Purdue easily here.
Yeah, me too. No even reason to talk about it. Georgetown's not that good, and Purdue, I think, is the best three. Well, maybe not the best. Purdue and Syracuse sort of tied to me to be the best three seed.
All right, now you have Vandy-Morehead State in Denver, right?
Yeah, either way, this is whoever wins Louisville Moorhead State is who I'm taking to go to the Sweet 16, because I do think Vandy's got one good game in them, but not two. That's not right now. I'm confusing myself. If Moorhead beats Louisville, then I'll take Vandy. But if Louisville beats Moorhead, I'll take Louisville over Vandy. But either way, that's going to be a great game. Even if it's Vandy Moorhead, I mean, Moorhead is also not going to be scared about Vandy. If you are looking for a 13 seed type team to go to the Sweet 16, it's Moorhead. They've got the perfect draw because they play two teams they know really well, and whose players they play against, Vandy would be the same way.
I've got Richmond versus Moorhead in that game, as we discussed before, and I do have Richmond going on and getting to the Sweet 16 only because in a lot of tempo free categories, they got a lot of guys who rank very high nationally. Kevin Anderson is the point guard, everyone knows, but Justin Harper, who's a big man, he's not on Fareed's level. Very few guys, actually no one is, let's be real, in terms of rebounding, but he's tremendously efficient in a lot of areas that I think they got a chance. But this is more of a gamble pick, which is perfectly fine, but I'm going to take Richmond and get to the Sweet 16. The final...
Matt, you want to know why I like you? You make statements such as, Kevin Anderson is the guy everyone in the country knows, when there are literally handfuls of people who know who Kevin Anderson is. That sort of narrow focus, where you're like, everybody knows the point guard for Richmond, I think that's great.
That's you. I cannot argue your point. All right, Kansas. I have Kansas Vegas. You have Kansas Illinois because you want to see that self versus his former team matchup. But Kansas obviously rolling for both of us here, right?
Correct.
All right, so we wrap back around. We both have Ohio State, Kentucky, and I have Ohio State here. You as well? Or are you going with the Cats?
I mean, I've got Ohio State, Kentucky. Yeah, again, as people know in my other life, I'm a big UK supporter. Any team but Ohio State, and I liked Kentucky. I wouldn't have loved them against Kansas, but really any other team in the tournament, I probably would have taken Kentucky. I think they 1-6 are as good as anybody, including Ohio State. But the problem is going to be that Jared Sullinger gets everyone in foul trouble. When he gets Kentucky in foul trouble, they got nothing behind the two starters. Ohio State will win, but if you're Thad Matta, you hate seeing Kentucky in the Sweet 16. You couldn't have gotten a team that you would hate more in that role. It's going to be a great game in Newark. If Kentucky's there, I'm there, and then I think you're there, right?
I am there. This is definitely, if that happens, that will, I promise, be the Friday 7:30 or a Friday 9:30 game. They'll stretch that.
And we'll have a podcast together in person. It'll be very exciting.
It will be epic, and I do have Ohio State winning that. Moving down, having Carolina. I have Carolina Xavier. You have Carolina Syracuse. And Carolina Syracuse, that's pretty interesting because two different styles for sure.
Yeah, I'm going Syracuse. I think Carolina has played sort of above themselves the last few weeks. I like Syracuse in that game. And then we can go ahead and do the Final Eight from my end, and I take Ohio State over Syracuse.
I have Ohio State in the Final Four. I have Carolina over Xavier only because Xavier, it gets to a point where they just are outmanned, and Carolina has the personnel to run right by them. We both have Ohio State in the Final Four. Moving down into the West region, Duke versus Texas, we both have it. I have Texas winning. Not only do I have Texas winning, I feel, and I know you're not huge on Barnes. I'm not huge on Barnes either, but Texas is, they're not a four, man. They have the talent to be a one. I wouldn't have had an issue if they were a two. They have too many losses. My point is they're going to run Duke out of the gym. I think it's not even going to be close. 15-point kind of like,
wow,
oh, Duke. Yeah.
You keep forgetting the Rick Barnes factor. I mean, he is the worst coach of a major program in the country. I mean, that's not even like a close call. He is a terrible, terrible coach. Now, he's a great recruiter. He's an awful coach. Mike Krzyzewski drives me nuts, but if he's not the best coach, he's one of the three best coaches. Talent-wise, I think you're right. Texas has a little bit more, but Duke plays smart. Texas' biggest strength is they go 9 or 10 deep, and in the tournament you don't need to go 9 or 10 deep.
Yep.
Because with the longer television timeouts, guys don't get tired. I'm going to take Duke. Even if Duke loses, Duke doesn't get run out of the gym by anyone, certainly not by a team coached by Rick Barnes.
We'll see. San Diego State against UConn. We both have this one, and I've got San Diego State.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a game that could be played on a Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon, it would be this one. If you can't tell, I cannot tolerate San Diego.
I know, you're such a hater, man. You're such a hater.
Because they're not a two-seed. Listen, you play best of seven series. Kentucky, San Diego State. Texas, San Diego State. UConn, San Diego State. San Diego State's not winning any of those series. But we have to suffer through them being a two-seed, even though we all know they're not as good, and they're coached by Steve Fisher, who's one of the 10 worst coaches in America. And we have to somehow all play this game that they're a legitimate two seed, and that they, and of course they ended up in Duke's bracket. I mean, if you were gonna, it would be impossible for anyone except San Diego State to have been Duke's two seed. Even Florida has the talent to beat Duke, so we can't put them in there. We got to put San Diego State in there, and then all the experts have to act like that San Diego State has to give me a break.
Dude, legitimate. Listen, I'm not going to sway you. I'm not going to try and sway you. All I'm saying is Aztecs have a legitimate front line. They have a point guard who went nearly six games without a turnover. That is an insane stat and just doesn't
matter. If they played in the Big East, Norlander, what seed would they have had in the Big East tournament?
They went 32-2 this year. I would say they would have been I'll say three seed this year with that talent in the Big East. Three seed, San Diego State. I'm not joking. I freaking love this team. I love this team, and you hate
them. Of course. And then to show you how ridiculous that notion is, the 9 seed in the Big East tournament is going to whip up on them in this game.
I look forward to it. And then we can just continue here. I got San Diego State beating Texas. How you like them apples? San Diego State.
You've got San Diego State going to
Final Four.
All right, I want you to come up with something ridiculous. I don't care what it is. Something ridiculous that I will do if San Diego State makes the Final Four, because it's not going to happen. There is a better chance that Old Dominion makes the Final Four than San Diego State. You come up with whatever it is.
All right, I'll noodle.
You want me to wear like a Louisville, whatever you want, because San Diego State, it is not happening. Duke makes the Final Four.
Okay, you got Duke. All right, we go on. I've got Florida BYU, Sweet 16. You have Michigan State BYU.
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan State to the Final Eight. You give Izzo a week to shut down Jimmer, he shuts down Jimmer. Michigan State can final it.
And I've got BYU just because I don't like Florida and won't let myself put
that. Exactly. Back to the Mountain West. You're going to have two Mountain West teams in the Final Eight. Come on.
I do. I love my, you are going to.
And I'm wearing a BYU shirt while I'm talking.
You already hate my Southeast. You're going to hate it even more here. Wisconsin-Pittsburgh, I have Pittsburgh losing to the Badgers. That's right. Wisconsin, BYU, and the Elite Eight out of the Southeast. Chew on that.
I don't have Wisconsin. Who's my five? Oh, Kansas State. I've got Kansas State beating Pitt. Jacob Bullen, and then Kansas State beats up on Michigan State to go to the Final Four.
I do like how we both have Pitt going out in the Sweet 16 here in a bracket that clearly sets up better than anyone that they've ever been in when they've been a top three seed. And it's unfortunately, you can just kind of see the columns being written a few weeks away. Pitt's not going to make the Final Four in their best chance. And Jamie Dixon's a fine coach and all, but at a certain point, this is going to start dogging him and being his Mickelson-like legacy, right?
Well, that's an interesting question. Yeah, I mean, this is his year. You know, sometimes the draw sort of sets up how we remember the season. So, you know, I, again, use Kentucky as an example. Calipari, in some ways, got a draw that gets him off, which is if he gets the Sweet 16 and loses to Ohio State, people just say, well, he got a bad draw.
Yep.
In a similar manner, though, a lot of pressure is on Jamie Dixon because this is a draw that no one can say he shouldn't have made it through.
I have BYU over Wisconsin. That is two Mountain West teams in the Final Four. I need the drugs.
Come on.
I need the drugs.
In the Final Four. BYU and San Diego State. You've got to be kidding.
I know. I'm messed up.
Same Borzello balling is a habit, mid-majority. All of you guys, you all tweet each other. You all make inside jokes about the Richmond point guard, and you all are hoping for Mountain West teams in the Final Four, and it's not happening.
It's not. This is not how I planned it. Let me just say that. You see, you just kind of get to a point where you look at your bracket. I mean, this happens to all of us, and you see your Final Four, and you're just like, this is what I have. And this is what I have, man. I can't defend it. And this one, actually, real quick before we continue, CBS made us do our brackets as soon as possible last night. So for the first time ever, I'm a marinator, man. I intentionally kill myself because I wait till Wednesday and kind of let the bracket kind of soak into me. Last night, it took me 5 minutes. I'd never done one so fast. So we'll see how it treats me this year. But I'm not thrilled with it. I'm just telling you what I picked.
Yeah, I had to do mine over the phone coming back from the SEC tournament. I don't even remember who I picked. They very well could be completely different teams than the ones I'm picking now. And I run a bracket contest in Kentucky, and I guarantee you I'm going to pick different teams in that one, because part of what I'm doing here is just doing it to sort of entertain myself. But I mean, if I have to think about Temple Penn State, then I really will think about it.
All right. Now, you've got A&M Purdue in the Sweet 16 for the South.
Do I really?
Yeah, that's out in San Antonio.
That's all right.
Borzello's going to be there, so you won't have to deal with that.
Yeah, no kidding. Have fun, Joe. Well, Borzello's going to want to be wherever a Mountain West team is, but since it is Texas A&M and Purdue, I'll take Purdue.
I have Purdue over Notre Dame, in what's probably not going to be a fantastic or any sort of sexy game, but could be a 58-54, you know, kind of close one. Purdue had a couple of games like that in the past few years. I think they're going to win it. And then Kansas versus Richmond for me, and you've got Kansas versus Vandy or Morehead State?
Yeah, I've got Kansas versus Vandy. I'll take Kansas and then Kansas over Purdue. I think Kansas is clearly the second best team in the country.
Yeah, I got Kansas in the Final Four as well, which means we share two of our four Final Four teams.
Well, then they have to play a Mountain West team, and then they're
Hold on, we'll get there. But can we just talk real quick about Kansas? It's, you know, listen, say what you want about Bill Self and the fact that he's gotten beaten by Bradley Bucknell and Northern Iowa in the tournament. He has won a national title. And to me, it's just so impressive how freaking businesslike it is, Matt. Like, for the past 5 years, it's 32-2. It's 33-3. It's 31-4. When he gets to the tournament. And I understand that Kansas has some serious, serious recruiting advantages a la Kentucky in terms of their respective conferences. But still, man, that's hard to do. And yet here they are again, a one seed. And I tweeted today, no one's talking about Kansas. A couple of people said, actually, you know, a lot of people are. I haven't seen a lot of discussion. I've seen snubs.
No,
I've seen Ohio State, you know.
Yeah, I thought that was a good point you made. I don't think so either. Let me just say, I actually am even more surprised. I don't think Kansas has the recruiting advantage that you act like. I mean, when Kentucky, for instance, is not a natural place to recruit, but they have top-of-the-line facilities, and they have a fan base that is as rabid and as passionate as anything in the country. Now, Kansas fans care, but not quite to the same level, and the facilities aren't as good. Now, they're kind of old-time and traditional. Like, you and I would rather go see a game at Kansas. But I don't know about that with recruits. And yet, somehow, Kansas is in on every good recruit in the country. The best recruiting schools in the country now are North Carolina, Duke, Kentucky, and Kansas. And the fact that Kansas is there is really a testament to Bill Self, because I actually think they should be a notch below in terms of recruiting, but they're not. They compete on a higher level.
Yeah. I just think it's fantastic. It just kind of dawned on me just how steady Self has been in the regular season, even if he's been tripped up in the tournament, which happens to the best of them. All right, our final fours. I've got Ohio State versus San Diego State, and you've got Ohio State taking on Duke. And who do you have in that one? And I guess kind of just break it down a little bit of how you think it'll play out.
Well, I've got Ohio State fairly easily. I mean, I don't think Duke has any this is the kind of game that Duke had Zubek last year. They could play, but Sullinger will work over a lot of those Duke guys. I think they win by 8 to 10 points. And then in the other game, I've got Kansas State, Kansas, and I think Kansas gets revenge on the game at the end of the regular season and takes them out fairly easily.
That Kansas State Kansas would be that'd be something else, man. That'd be a lot of fun if they ended up getting to the Final Four. I've got Ohio State over San Diego State in a big way there. I think they'll definitely take down the Aztecs without much trouble whatsoever. And then I've got Kansas over BYU. So no Mountain West teams in the title game. Okay. I've got the popular championship game matchup, and of course we have the same matchup, and we do have the same title winner, don't we?
Yeah, I'm going to take Ohio State. I think that Ohio State and Kansas have been the two best teams. But then again, last year, the two best teams were Kentucky and Kansas, and neither one of them made the Final Four. So you never know. But I will still take Ohio State. I think they win. Finally give Thad Mata his national championship. And to be fair, Ohio State deserves a national championship. They've been good for the last decade. It's time for them to win one.
Yeah, and I've never done what I've done this year. I kind of mid-January decided that I was going to ride Ohio State till the end of the year, barring any sort of like four losses and five-game stretch. Normally, I try and be as open-minded as possible heading into conference championship week, but I'm sticking with Ohio State, the overwhelming favorite. And we'll see what happens. Before we wrap up the podcast, any lingering thoughts about the tournament in general that you wanted to come and circle back around on?
Well, you know, I always come up with my, I'll do a post about this later in the week, my March 5, which is I always say at the beginning of a tournament, you pick five teams and you have about a 95% chance of having the national championship champion in those five teams. If you go back for the last 15 years, only once has a team come outside of those five to win, and that was the 97 Arizona team. Actually, you could probably go back almost 25 years and really only have one team, the 97 Arizona team. I'm having a hard time picking my five this year because I think three are pretty clear, Ohio State, Kansas, and Duke. But picking four and five are tough. I'm not exactly sure who I want to put in that group. I'm probably going to end up picking Pitt, and then maybe Syracuse is my fifth team. But I think it's interesting to try to figure out if you're going to pick five teams to win the championship, not go to the Final Four,
yeah,
win the championship, who would be in your five?
My five would be Ohio State, Kansas, Carolina, Duke, and, oh, man, that is... I will say I'm going to say Notre Dame only because of the senior leadership and
I know.
Okay, I'm
There's
just
no
telling
chance.
You what's
what
fifth. I know. Actually, that's a good.
I think Kentucky's a tough one, not because again, now they have to play another one of those teams early, but
right,
listen,
they won it
Kentucky
though.
If Kentucky beat Ohio State, you know, then you could they could go to every other game in the tournament favored except Kansas. I mean. It's a tough call. I'm probably not going to put Kentucky in there because I think they're too young, but it's tough to come up with that fourth and fifth team. I think Ohio State, Duke, and Kansas are clearly three of them.
Yeah, agreed. All right, good deal. Well, this was a lot of fun. Matt is on his way to Dayton as we speak, and he'll be covering the first four there along with Parrish. Then he's off to Tampa, as we said. I'm off to Denver, and we'll try and get a few podcast updates here over the next 7 to 10 days. But with all the travel, the schedule is up in the air. But no doubt we'll definitely get back with you before the next round starts. So thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, thanks, man.
All right, you've been listening to the CBSSports.com College Basketball Podcast. Enjoy the start of the tournament.